It's not the devices that has one musician concerned. It's the network itself. Damian Kulash is the lead singer and guitarist for the band OK Go. He has this commentary.
For musicians, it's an exciting time because anything could happen. My band's played the standard game. We've toured relentlessly. I mean, more than 500 shows in the last 2 years alone, and we've sold the better part of a million records the old-fashioned brick-and-mortar way. But the thing we're most known for these days? Homemade videos we uploaded to YouTube. They've been streamed more than 50 million times, and we got a Grammy for one of them. Basically, it's totally crazy. This new user-operated music industry is a very weird and occasionally very wonderful place. Musicians who never stood a chance in the lockdown systems of the past are finally getting their shot. The question we all have, of course, is where's the rent going to come from? The old gatekeepers were the major labels, the commercial radio stations, MTV, and as everyone knows, they wielded their power ruthlessly. But though they may not have been equitable or generous with the cash they collected, at least the handful of stars they anointed were making good livings, and that fueled the delusion for the rest of us. So for musicians to make decent livings now, do we need new gatekeepers? If not, well, who's collecting the money and from where? If so, who are these new gatekeepers? The online retailers, bloggers, subscription services, Facebook or MySpace? We can let innovation and competition answer these questions, or we can let the telephone and cable companies decide for us. That's what will happen if tiered internet service becomes a reality. It's really all a question of where value comes from in this new universe. It used to come from controlling access, and now it needs to come from somewhere else. People clearly are willing to spend money on music, but as it stands right now, they spend it mostly on hardware or access fees. We spend lots on our iPods, but very little on the files we fill them with. We spend tons on broadband service, but very little on the things we actually download. The genius who figures out how to tease value out of this confusing new world could be 17 and working out of his garage. That's the way it's worked with the great net ideas of the past. But that won't happen if the internet playing field doesn't stay level. If we allow the companies that sell us broadband access to control the market on ideas, we'll be stuck with their ideas. And that's the last thing any of us should want.
That's Damian Kulash. He's the lead singer and guitarist of the band OK Go.
Since a quarter to four, throw on your clothes a second sight. I surf a rosa and you leave me with my jaw on the floor. Just when you think you're in control, just when you think.